what can you tell us about camp so far? How's it going?
It's going good. We're getting better every day. Just trying to compete every day, get better, toughness, stuff like that. Mentally, it's hot out there, but we got to keep fighting.
How are you progressing in this offense?
I feel like I'm doing good. It's a great offense under Jimbo. He's coaching us hard with Coach Craig, and as a receiver, we're just doing good.
What do you see as your role going to be this season in the offense?
I feel my role is just to make plays, which is everybody's role. Uh-huh. Win your one-on-one battles, where he preaches that every day. Make plays when you got to make them. Everybody don't have to be a superhero, but when it comes your way, you got to make a play.
How confident are you right now, especially based on the positive ending to the season last year?
I mean, I'm very confident. I'm confident in our team. I'm confident in the receiver group. I'm very confident.
What was that like for you just down the stretch, kind of connecting with Starkle down the stretch and really getting hot?
It meant a lot. I mean, I have a good connection with both of them. We talk football every day throughout the whole day, just reading coverages, stuff like that, so I know what they think when I come out around, stuff like that. But I feel real good about both quarterbacks.
What did you take from last year? What did you learn to move forward to make yourself better this year? What do you think you took most out of last year?
Well, going to the game, the speed of the game. Speed of the game very different, but once you get going, you kind of catch it. So I just know that you got to pace it, not try to run full speed, stuff like that.
Did you learn that the speed of the game was all right whenever you beat those two Bama defenders, Steve?
Yeah, I learned that real good.
But during the portion we could watch, a couple overthrows when you were going deep, is that just something that can continue to take some time and more reps with the quarterbacks?
Yes, that's just repetition. Got to learn how to, on my part, got to learn how to hit a second gear, third gear, go get put extra effort, get the ball, and just throwing more with the quarterback so they get a feeling at each receiver.
You have a feeling, though, that, I mean, have you seen a progress? I guess each day is the big
thing. Oh, yes, yeah. Each day with the phase drill, and then we just run it deep every day. Yes, it gets better every day.
You pattern yourself anybody? Do you have a role model growing up as far as being a receiver? You know, anybody?
Right now I look up to Jarvis Landry. He kind of paces himself. He's a physical receiver. He does his role, and he just makes explosive plays.
What did Christian Kirk help you with last year?
Everything. How to practice, how to be a leader, just how to be a family at table talk. When you get closer together as a group, as a receivers, you see that on the field. You block for one another. You block for your teammates, stuff like that.
What are the strengths of both Kellen and Nick?
They both know football. They both know football. They know where their receiver's going to be. They know how to throw the ball. They know how to set their feet, hand off. They know when to hand it off, when to throw it. They just know football.
Is that quarterback battle as tight as it seems?
It's a good battle. It's a good battle right now.
Does that spill over to you guys too? Knowing that they're competing. I mean, you guys are competing for spots too.
We compete. Everybody on the field is competing. It's camp. Nobody has a starting spot right now, so we attack every day as competition.
Is Courtney Davis a good example of that because he's kept grinding and all of a sudden he's working with the one something?
Yes, he came a long way. He's really producing. He's displayed that out there today, every day since we started camp. He's really coming along.
Could he give you the deep threat this offense needs?
Oh, yes. Yes, because he's a guy back in shape, so he's a real low 4-4 guy now. So, yes, he's rolling.
Can you be that guy?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, are you playing any outside at all or all slot?
Excuse me?
Are you playing any outside right now or all slot?
Yes, as of right now throughout practice, I've been moving around, both outside, slot. So wherever they need me, I'm going.
Is it fair to say you may not have a 1,000-yard receiver on this team, but everybody can have 5, 6? You know, everybody's going to chip in and do their part. You may not have one dominant guy, but all you guys together can make a pretty solid receiving core.
I feel like we don't look at stats. Yeah. The ball coming away, like I said, you got to make a play. When the stats add up, they're going to add up. We don't know where the ball going to go because it's offense. Everybody can get the ball. So we don't know. We don't focus on stats. We just focus on doing our job.
Christian gone, a guy that got a lot of attention, did a lot of so many things. What is the wide receiver room like now?
It's still close. We had to get close together and just learn how to compete every day. We know it's competition, so we compete. That's everywhere. It's the SEC. You're going to compete. So if you compete with each other, you're going to compete against everybody else out there.
A couple more. And forgive me if I got this wrong, but I thought I was told that maybe you have a godfather or somebody that was a famous football player or somebody up in Dallas. Is that right?
Yes.
Who is it?
Well, I have an uncle and went to school with my dad, Jesse Armstead, that I'm real close with, Deion Sanders. So, yes, I'm with them.
Your dad went to Carter, right?
Yes.
Did he play on that team with Jesse?
Yes.
Okay. So how much of an influence was Jesse Armstead? Why aren't you playing linebacker?
He's still we tried that when I was little. That didn't work out. But I still talk to him every day. I talk to each one of them. Take tips from all three of them because they push me. They push me every day. They talk to me. They don't sugarcoat nothing. They give it to me straight because they know where I want to be. So they're going to tell me what I need to know.
What when they critique you then lately, what would they tell you?
I've been critiqued since I was little, so I take critique very, very well. I critique myself, so when coach critiques me, it's yes, sir, I got you, I'm correct to the next play.
What was the Deion Sanders part?
Yes.
What kind of notes is related?
He's like an uncle to me, that's best family right there.
What's he like? Is he like
He's tough. He's tough. He's been tough since I was little.
What position did your dad play like Carter?
Linebacker.
What was his name?
Cedric Buckley.
All right. All good?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.